Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Surgeon. Going to be with you for about 26 minutes today. This is our we are doing spotlighting locally owned and operated businesses. And today I have with me someone who is a very good friend of the Polish princess, because why? The Polish princess had her in school. And but now she's an entrepreneur. She owns Dottie's Coffee Shop. She's doing all kinds of exciting things for North Street, on North Street. I must, under full disclosure, I must admit we go there frequently. And it's a wonderful gathering place. It's a great place to have meetings with people. So other than that, let's get started. Jessica Rufo,
mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of settling into a few hours off from work, so I'm enjoying that and making use of that time and hoping to head to the market to get some groceries to cook dinner and watch the game tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just relaxing.
Well, you're a good sport. For people that are just tuning in, we are recording this on Super Bowl Sunday. Jess works a very long day. And trying to get in, and it was, this is, she squeezed me in, and I'm a lot to squeeze in. But so let's go back and do some history. Whatever brought you to starting a coffee shop or buying the one that was there?
Yeah. So, I mean, I grew my, when I was a teenager in high school, I grew up in a bed and breakfast.
Oh,
and, on the weekends during season and during the summer, I was required to work, right? Take care of the guests that were staying at our house.
Cool.
And, you know, coffee was just always a constant, in our household. Like, our mornings revolved around coffee, even when I was in high school. And I remember, like, my dad's car, he always had, like, coffee mugs, like ceramic mugs, like clinking around in the bottom of his passenger seat and in the back seat. And so, yeah, so coffee for sure, a big part of my life. And then when we were in the bed and breakfast mode, serving and creating an experience and bringing people together over breakfast and coffee just became a real regular, intuitive, instinctual part of my life. When I went to college, I chose to study print journalism, and that led me to be really curious about photojournalism, which ultimately brought me to New York City. And I walked in, I was feeling really lost and like unsure of why I was even in New York. I hadn't like found my groove yet. And I walked into this coffee shop in the West Village, and they were serving Barrington coffee, which is from Great Barrington originally. There are roasteries in Lee now, but that was the coffee that we served at our bed and breakfast. And I was just like, oh my God, this is so reassuring. And the woman who was working behind the counter was someone I worked at a cafe with in college. And I just dug my nails into that place and got myself a job and really learned coffee as a culinary art. Like, that's when latte art really became a thing. And the guy who owned the place interviewed me and hired me to open up their second location. They now have probably like 12 locations. Wow. And I remember during our interview, him asking me if I was always this happy. Are you always this happy, or is this just like a show? Yeah. You know, and I was just, thought it was funny because I don't remember anyone like ever really necessarily noticing that about me. But it was something that in New York City went a long way.
Yeah.
And people thought I was really nice, but I was really just average nice. But yeah, so I don't know. That happened, and I really found a home in that cafe, and it really grounded me. And I started to make friends because, as we know, the local neighborhood coffee shop, you have like the same
Yep.
people coming through the doors every day. And so I just began to feel like I was part of something and I understood the value of community. And after working there for 4 years, I was ready to open up my own shop and build my own family and my own community. I actually went away to Mexico to sort of process my feelings about leaving New York City and where I would go. And when I looked at my list of things that I wanted my coffee shop to be known for, it was, bringing people together and a place that was comfortable and inviting and featuring local stuff and highlighting other local businesses. And it just became very obvious to me that the place that needed community and that type of comfort was Pittsfield. And so I came home, and it felt like a good bet because I knew people there. So I was like, well, even if no one else wants to come to my coffee shop, I know that I know people and they'll at least come.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my business
Well,
plan.
but I mean, it's true. I've been all over the world. Roseanne and I have lived in various numerous places. But there's something about Pittsfield and the community spirit. And I really do feel it. I think you made the right decision, obviously.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Now, because now what do they call those? Baristas? Yeah, see, I did my
Yeah,
homework.
you did. Do you know what barista means?
No, I was lucky to find out that it was barista.
It means bartender
Oh, good.
in
I know about those too.
Italian. So an Italian bartender is a barista. So yeah. Coffee or drinks,
You built up a very good and loyal clientele, I think. Don't you? I mean, there's people, see the same people there that I know I like to hold meetings there, meet somebody there, like little business meetings and things like that, because everybody knows where it is. There's ample parking, with all the stuff that people say, I don't want to go to a meeting. There's no parking,
Yeah, we have lots of parking. Yeah, I won't say, but yeah, you can really just park anywhere over there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. No, you. I mean, there's a city parking
We have
lot
the
right
parking
there.
lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the parking lot, which is super convenient. A lot of times, people who are going to the doctors at 5:10 will then, make their way over to Dottie's. So that's convenient. And yeah, I remember my grandfather asking me about where people were going to park. He's like, people don't walk around here. You need to have a lot of parking if you're going to be successful. And yeah, he gave me the thumbs up on the parking situation once he got his eyes on it. And he thought it was really advantageous that we were on a corner, that we're on Maplewood and North for visual whatever
Yeah,
that's
exposure.
visibility.
Yeah, exposure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, your grandfather would probably know. He was a pretty successful entrepreneur.
He really knew how to connect with people and take care of his employees. Anyone, it's been amazing. I mean, it's so sad to like lose, anyone in your life, but you know, grandparents are extra special, and I've learned since he's passed just how remarkable of a man he was and the imprint that he left on like everyone that worked for him. They were like,
Oh,
he
yeah.
was the nicest man. He, you know, was like so generous and so good at listening, and he always took time for us. And oh my goodness, I just like these things that I mean, I knew he was like that because he was like that with me, but I didn't understand that he was like that with everyone.
Oh,
And
every, yeah.
what a special, special person that I'm just so proud to keep hearing about, that he touched so many people that I can continue to learn about him through other people's stories. And, you know, just to know that he was such a good man and, you know, gives you, it's very motivating and very grateful to come from that.
Well, he certainly left his mark, just like that, you know, and in a positive way, a very positive way. And you're part of it, part of his positive mark. How did you name your restaurant? Because I think that's a great story.
My grandma Dot, so my grandpa George that we were just talking about, his wife was Dottie, and no one called her Dottie though, only my grandfather. She didn't like being called that. She thought it sounded ditzy and just flighty, and she didn't like being called that at all, but he was allowed to call her that. And I really wanted my cafe to feel approachable and inviting, as I said before, and homey. And I didn't want to use my own name. My name just seemed like, meh, whatever. Just like didn't have like the same spunkiness that Dottie's did. And I just really loved being able to encapsulate her in there. And I'm even more grateful now that she's gone. Like when I named the place Dottie's, it never occurred to me that she would not be living. Like I just never even the thought never crossed my mind that someday my grandparents would die.
They've always been there. They've always
I
been there.
know, always so reliable. And then she got like a, well, I don't know, some type of, oh, she started having like these miniature strokes in her, right? And I remember my grandfather calling and being like, don't get worried, don't freak out, everything's fine. But this thing is starting to happen to Graham. And I was like, of course, totally freaking out and not taking it casually. I was like, oh my God, someday she's gonna die. And then I'm gonna have to walk through these doors, and it's gonna be like my heart is breaking every morning. But it's obviously been quite the opposite. And with the expansion of Dorothy's, I created a whole wall of my ancestors and my family to remind myself of who I am and where I've come from. And it's also just so fun to look at old photos. I really feel like they are with me all day, every day. They're with all of us there. And I'm really enjoying people's interactions with those photographs as well. It's people taking their picture in front of the photo wall, things like that.
It is
So yeah.
captivating.
Yeah,
It
it's cute.
is captivating. We look at it almost every time we go in. But are you're changing up, you're doing new things, you're
So we just closed down for 3 days because we did a complete overhaul of the staff, which is always, you know, hard and complicated and brings its own challenges. But what I've found it always does is it really gives us an opportunity to recalibrate, retrain, and sort of get in alignment with what our mission is, and bring new energy and excitement into the space. And now that we're 3 rooms big,
Yeah.
We have decided to move to table service to just sort of create a little more intimacy with our customers, I guess, and also just to simplify the process. We had like a table number system that was really frustrating for the customers and really frustrating for the staff who could never really communicate it well enough. So yeah, with some reflection, we decided that that was the best move forward. So that will actually start this week, which we're really excited about. We've been practicing it on Sunday brunches. And we always have table service Friday night. So that's like the big thing that we do too, is Friday nights we have dinner and entertainment. Right now we have some really talented chefs from Core Kitchen, Sarita and Ray, who ran Cello, and its former incarnation. They have different chefs there now, but they were there 2 years prior. He also worked at the Lantern when the Lantern first got bought. But anyways, just like really nice, approachable farm-to-table food that's just like up-leveled but not precious, you know? So just, and they really, really love what they do, and they really put a lot of love and heart into their food, and you can taste it. It's such a great pairing with what we do for breakfast and lunch, and I'm really just honored to be working with them on Friday nights. So the table service Friday nights, but it's going to be 7 days a week
Oh,
during the
cool.
day when you come into Dottie. So if you want to just get some stuff and sit down at a table, you still can do that. But also you can sit down at a table and we'll take your
Waiting.
order and bring all that stuff to you. So that's really great. And then we're going to have like an early bird menu from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., which will be more like grab and go, but also hearty and nutritious, quick breakfast stuff so people can get in and out of there. And then our regular menu is not going to start until 10 a.m. And so it's going to be open 10 to 2. And then we're hoping to expand it in the spring. So stay open later. But right now, while my kids are in school, I just need to be able, because I, got rid of everyone on my staff, I now have to cook 6 days a week. So I have to make sure that I can get
I
my
was
kids off
just
to
going to
school.
interrupt you. You know, you talked about these new chefs, and that's wonderful. I'm so happy for you. This lady right here is a pretty darn good chef herself. You really are. You've been cooking there, and I when you were talking about them, I'm thinking, well, you're a darn good chef yourself.
Well,
No,
thank
you
you.
really are. And you've been, you know, I mean, you carried the ball all this time now. You're cooking and doing all this stuff, so.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I've had to learn everything out of necessity. I can thank my accountants for forcing me to learn how to bake. And yeah,
That's
I
a
mean,
weird combination, an accountant and a baker, but I'll go with it.
yeah. Well, they were like, "Who do you keep paying all this money to? They gotta go. Like, you make the muffin batter, you make the scones, you do this, you do that." And I was like, "Okay."
Well,
So I figured it out.
we knew a couple that owned a bed and breakfast situation, a big one down on the Cape, and they couldn't cook, and their chef held them hostage for. Finally, they just had it, and adios, and started to learn how to cook.
Yeah, it's hard when you can't wear every hat in your business. It really limits you and forces you into situations that, I think it feels even different knowing that you can't do it, right? So you're more open to being put up with stuff that you normally wouldn't. So I do always tell people when, people are crazy enough to ask me for business advice, I always say that you really have to be able to do everything in there,
Oh,
and
you do.
it's I stand by that.
No, that's excellent
Also, and
advice
if
too.
you're not willing to do everything in there, then that's an issue too. Like I'm in there mopping, I change garbages, I do it all, and And I'm proud of that. I'm never going to be too good to do anything that I ask somebody else to do. So gotta get in there and change those garbages.
Well, we but under full disclosure again, the Polish princess and myself, and we meet a guy there every try to meet every Saturday for about an hour. Enjoy the baked goods very much, and like I eat them, but somebody's got to eat them. I don't want them to go to waste.
I know, seriously, thank you. You're really helping me out.
I know, but we experienced the table waiting that way, and it was pretty nice
Oh,
actually.
you did good. Yeah. Yeah,
I
it's fun.
really yeah. It was you know, to me, I'm pretty but goofy. Everybody knows that, but I'm pretty flexible too. And when you know, we had to go to the thing before, and then but then we went to the table thing. And you're right, it got to be cumbersome with the tables, so
Yeah.
that's a good decision on your part.
Yeah.
There's a lot of you have a lot of tourists come in, and they don't know. They don't read the signs. They just go and sit down.
Yeah.
They think somebody's going to wait on them.
Yeah, that's a, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was very confusing. I'm happy to move away from that. It got us through the summer. I think this overhaul too with the staff, like we're it's like, people don't like change, they want to just like keep trudging through and doing what they're doing. And when you're a leader and you're in charge of like making the big decisions and you see things not working well and you hear about things not working well, it's my job to get in there and fix it, right? And so I think table service was something that I was flirting with for a long time because I just feel like it allows us to take better care of the customer. So I'm happy to just have like a fresh start and get after it in a whole new way. And really, it allows us to get to know future customers better. And yeah, I don't know. It's just great. There's more time to like talk and connect. And I really like that part. That's the journalist in me. So
Well, I also
someday I'll get back to that.
Well, then I also think too, it gives the person, the people, a chance to come in and just before and then order and not have to worry about getting up and getting the order and coming back. And
Right.
I think it's a good move. Try it out. I mean, nothing ventured, nothing gained, as they say.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, no, we're fully committed. We're really happy. And the other thing is like I said before, like you can still come in. Like some people, they want to just sit there all day and look at their computer and they don't want a server like bugging them or making them feel like they're rushed to get out or they have their meetings or whatever. Like it's still possible to walk in and get your coffee and sit down and like camp out for a few hours. Like our intention of moving to table service is only to make the Dottie's experience more comfortable and simple. Has nothing to do with wanting to turn over tables and get you out of there quickly. We have a lot of space and we're happy to share it and provide it. So
Also, before we run out of time, you got merch now. Got some nice merch in the window and all that.
yeah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I love designing our clothing merchandise. Obviously we have like the Dottie stuff, but every year I kind of roll out a whole new line for my own creative process. Last year I was working on this goddess line, and this year we have our town's t-shirts, which have like almost exactly half of the towns that are in the Berkshires. So we're gonna come out with a B-side of all the towns that didn't get mentioned on the first round. So that'll be fun. But we're working with Asia Drayton, who is doing all the other merchandise in there. She's making us look cool and bringing in all these like fancy honeys and cute cards and chocolates. And there's lots of adorable Valentine's-y things in there right now. And
Very nice stuff.
shout out to her. She's working actually at the Plant Connector right now. Her company is Foraged and Found, and she makes a lot. She's an artist herself, but she also also goes out and forages and finds these beautiful things and makes stuff out of them. And then all of the other businesses that she works with are like women-owned, minority-owned, handmade stuff. So she just makes it so easy for us to look good and really happy to work with her.
Before we have to go, phone number and hours.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay. So our hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Saturday and Sunday, we open an hour later at 8 a.m. So 8 to 2. We have our brunch 9 to 2 with Core Kitchen, the wonderful chefs from that I was talking about from Friday night. They also do our brunch. Where if you're not a night person, you can get in there and they do have some of the highlights from the dinner menu on the brunch menu, which is great.
Yeah.
And you can get like a mimosa. Our bar's open during brunch, so that's always a nice little bonus. And our telephone number, if you can get someone to answer the phone, it's 413-443-1792. We have our website, dottiescoffeelounge.com. We're on social media at Dottie Latte on Instagram. And then on Facebook, we're just Dottie's Coffee Lounge.
I wish you the very best of luck
Dinner
and
hours. Oh, wait, let me tell you about our dinner hours. They're
oh, okay.
5 to 9 on Friday nights. So Friday nights at Dottie's is it.
5 to 9,
Five to
Dottie.
nine. We have entertainment until 10. We have a really awesome Valentine's opportunity this Friday where you can do, we have Luana and Prashad. I don't know if you know them, but they do these awesome Latin dance nights.
Oh, wow.
They do them once a month at Dottie's, but this one happens to fall on Valentine's Day. So we're doing a little dinner as well. So dinner beforehand, people can just check
Yeah.
out our website or give us a call. Most of us know what's going on. So,
Got it. Jess, the best of luck to you. And if you want, I can show up at 10 o'clock when the entertainment stops. And
okay.
people who are lingering around, I'll start to sing. And
Yeah, good.
don't
You
run
should
like
come
a.
to our open mic. It's on the
Yeah,
first
you know.
Fridays. Okay. That would be good for you. You can tell some of your jokes.
You
Yeah.
are the best. I will tell the Polish, she's so proud of you. Tell the Polish princess about this. Well, she'll watch it, but
Yeah.
thank you so much. My good friend Jessica Rufo, God bless, and my love to the kids. Our love, the Polish princess. Thank you so much.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
You're hearing the stories of our countywide housing challenges all the time. Housing the Berkshires, a coalition of change, is a growing group of community stakeholders, municipal leaders, and friends just like you who want to create a positive impact on housing needs in the Berkshires. Join us in our commitment to making lasting changes in our housing landscape. We are good neighbors, creative innovators, committed partners, and determined navigators. To join us, visit berkshirehousing.com today.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock. On Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu and from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. As you know, I'm Bill Sturgeon. A lot of you know that. Going to be with you for about 26 minutes, rough, give or take. Excuse me. This we have decided at the station, these are the tunnel months for local people, local businesses, locally owned and operated. January, February, and March, when my wife and I had our business, we struggled to keep the doors open during these months. So then COVID hit a few years ago, and we at the station decided to help out businesses by giving 25-minute interviews. So that said, here we are, and I'm with someone that just, I have to tell you, that smile is infectious and contagious, too. She is a wonderful person. She is doing something that I wouldn't try to do with a gun to my head, because I don't have the patience or the skills. But I'm going to have her introduce herself and tell you what she's doing. And then we're going to get into the ins and outs of all, what she does and all that it entails. It is an amazing story. Nene, please. Oh, your mic's off. Your mic. There.
It's on, right?
Now it's on.
Yeah. So I am Nene Asili Joe. I am Oi Nene Asili Joe. Actually, I go by Nene. And that's where I got the name of my store, Nene's Deco, because I do decoration and event planning. We are located in 144 South Street since May of 2022. We opened the store from the May of 2022, almost a year now.
Wow. Yeah.
And we offer event planning and decorating for all type of events, weddings, baby shower, bridal shower, proposal, bar mitzvah, all kind of events. We serve the Berkshires, and we also go 50 miles radius.
Wow. and the thing is, what you do takes, and we've talked about this, you and I, before, the patience of a saint. Because the people you're dealing with, they're hyper, and you have to be the one to say, do you want yellow or white?
Yeah. Do you want yellow or white? What do you think about adding this to your decor to elevate your design? Or I'm doing suggestions, offering. I go with what they want to do most of the time, but I will suggest if I feel like this is going to be better. Example, I am working on a Sweet 16 party for next week. I was asked by my client what did he need. So I told him, this is what I'm suggesting. Jerk overs will elevate your tablescape. Charter plates will elevate your tablescape. And he was like, yes, let's go with this.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, I'm trusting you. And thank you for everything. So, yeah.
And I think that's a key thing in event planning, is you have to have trust in the event planner.
Yes.
And just our brief encounters, you have that. You can, you have the ability to gain people's trust. And I think that's wonderful.
Thank you very much. Yes, I do. And I don't know where it's coming from, but not from the business, but even people in general. Like sometimes I'll just be sitting there and they'll just come and start telling me what's going on in their life, so I can maybe give them a little pep talk, I guess.
But yeah, when people come to you sitting down, you know, you sit down and you say, okay, Sweet 16 party. Do you say to them, tell me what you want and then you refine it? Because, well, I want everything. Well, you can't afford everything. Or what is everything? What does everything mean to you?
So when somebody comes to me for a Sweet 16 or any type of event,
yeah,
I will ask them, what is your vision?
Beautiful.
How do you want this to look like? Do you have some inspirational pictures of something you want your event to look like? And then we go from there. Because I have a little under my logo, it says, your vision is our mission. So,
oh, wow, that's cool. That is your vision is our mission.
Yeah.
That is really, really cool. Now, let's go back just a hair. How did you get into this business?
So I started, I was in 2021, I think. I was doing it for friends and family, decorating for them. For free, of course. And some of them were like, you're really good at this thing. Maybe you should like concentrate and just do your own business today. And I'm like, yeah, but so I was like still working full time. I still have working full time. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe that's something I really want to do. And it's a passion, and on the long term, I want to have my own business. I want to be my own boss. And I want to be able to work my own hours. And that's where I decided to actually make my dream come true and register at the as an LLC and get a tax ID. And I started advertising on Facebook. I started advertising on social media. And starting to get a client from social media, and as I was saying, most of the clients were out of town because advertising social media.
Yeah.
And then I decided I want to do something that people can rely on in the field where I live, so I don't travel all the time.
Sure. Yeah, but that, you know, I mean, that makes a perfect sense to me that you know, if and why we're doing these infomercials or whatever you want to call it, is because we want our local citizens to support each other, and we want our local citizens to know of what's available right here in Pittsfield. And your mission and vision kind of blends in with ours in that we're promoting locally owned, locally operated businesses for and encouraging our people, our citizens, our neighbors, our people who go to church with us. Shop locally as much as you can. They're our neighbors, you know, and I think what you're offering is certainly a service, and a specialty. You know, you're the one that has to know what I's to dot and what T's to cross, and that you know, in a big event like a wedding, you don't want to forget the cake, you know? Your sound is kind of fading off. Can you get closer to the...
Can you hear me?
Oh, that's better. Yes, much better.
Okay. So, yeah, you have to be able to coordinate the events for people because they're relying on you. I usually take care of the vendors. So my clients are stress-free. They can enjoy their events with no worries.
And now that's an interesting point too. So when you sit down and you say, okay, so let's do a wedding, because they're big and cumbersome and, mm-hmm. and attentions and emotions run very high.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So when you're sitting down and you're figuring out a wedding, do you start at the rehearsal party and work touching every single thing? I mean, I can't even imagine all the nuts and bolts you have to twist to do that.
So it depends, because right now we have people that want to take care of their own wedding.
Oh.
So we have people that comes with a full event planning. So that will be from start to finish, budgeting, finding the venue and everything. You have people that already found the venues, already found the vendors, just need somebody to coordinate their wedding on the day. So with these people, I'll meet maybe 3 months before the weddings so I can know a little bit what's going on and create the timeline for them. Then I become the point of contact with the vendors. So I tell them what time they need to be there to set up, make sure the setup is ready for the ceremony or the reception, and oversee the breakdown and all the ceremony and reception.
You gotta get the band, you gotta get the venue, you gotta get
So it really depends now, because as everybody knows, weddings are expensive. So to reduce the expenses, we have different type of event planning. So it can be full, it can be partial, or it can be a day of coordination.
Right.
Yeah. So we.
And now, before we go much further, I'm gonna ask Andy to give her contact information. Now, don't go crazy. We're going to do it 2 or 3 times. So if you're driving the car, please don't try to write with your mouth. So, because it's important, you know, and again, you can call, you can, she has a venue on South Street. She has a website. For those people that can get it down, copy it down, fine. For those that can't, we'll do it a couple more times. Here you go.
So we are located on 144 South Street in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Our phone number is 413-344-9755. And our website is www.nenesdeco.com.
And check it out. You know, we can't encourage you to do other than check it out. Because, again, locally owned, locally operated. And, excuse me. One of the other things that I really want Nene to get into is she sells, and I might buy one just for my living room, thrones.
Yes, I do have throne chairs. I have single ones. I have love seats. Yeah, and I also have luxe chairs for your weddings if you need white and gold chairs to elevate your reception. A lot of people use the throne chairs for suite 16, suite 15. Sometimes weddings do. People will look for throne chairs. So we have throne chairs in Pittsfield if you need to rent one.
Yeah. You have a lot of things that people can rent or buy right there in the store.
Yes. We do have chair covers, sashes, we have linens, we even have a table for sweetheart tables for their weddings. We have arches, we have wooden arch, we have gold arch, we have all type of arches. We also have flowers, centerpieces, all type of things that you need for the events.
But, and again, you know, as someone who goes to events, but I don't, I can understand the planning when you go to a major event, like a wedding. But the other thing, I just say this because I think it's great.
Thank you.
We brought it up a little bit, but I want to bring it up a lot. And that is Sweet 16 parties.
Yes.
I've been, seen a couple at different venues I've been to. And I have to tell you, nothing makes me happier than to see families celebrating each other.
Yes, it is wonderful to see it. And we have helped a lot of families to have their parties stress-free.
Wow, yes.
It's a lot to put together. You don't wait. You have to think of the food. You have to get ready. You have to be. So let us take care of you on your day. You enjoy your party, we take care of the rest.
Yeah, and you have, now that you're in the business, you've been doing it for a while, you have contacts with like bakers and bridal shops and venues and bands and all that.
Yes, we do have a pretty good portfolio with DJs that we work with. We have caterers, we have baker, as you said. We have people to rent party rentals if we don't have here.
Right.
The people that can do that. Yeah, we do have a lot of referral for your event needs.
What was the most difficult, or not, I don't want to say difficult, what was the most challenging event you ever planned?
The most challenging I ever planned? Let me think. Oh, so one time I had to set up, it was in Westfield, I had to set up a first birthday party. It was for a one-year-old with the balloons, and it was so windy.
Oh, wow.
It was so windy. I couldn't believe it. And it was like the balloons were flying and everything. But we ended up setting the party, and it went perfectly. But it was a lot of stress that day. I went to the U-Haul place and couldn't get into because I was trying to do the online.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to do it by yourself and there is nobody at the cash register to help. And I couldn't do it. Now I mastered that. But at the time, I wasn't that good at. So I couldn't do it. And I was thinking, I'll just go in the morning and get it. And then I got there. They're like, we don't have any U-Haul. It got canceled because you didn't get it. I'm like, what? I have to be in Westfield. Like, what am I supposed to do right now? So I ended up calling because I had rented a few stuff from somebody else. So that person came and got all the material down to the place, and then I worked on it. So we were still on time and set up and make the event work, even though it was really windy.
Yeah, not a good day for balloons.
No.
As I mentioned to you, I decided that I'm going to go to the venue and look in her store. But being the thickhead I am, I went last Saturday. And last Saturday was the big wedding
expo.
Wedding expo. And I had just Deidre's gowns and stuff. She just told me that she would be up there doing that. So I think, what am I thinking? Of course she's not going to be here. This is a big deal. This is a big, big deal. How was that? Did it work out well for you?
It was really nice. We had people coming from. We did have a lot of people coming. We met new couples. We also met people from companies and stuff, because this year it wasn't only for wedding expo, it was also an event. So yeah. It was wedding and event expo. So we also got clients for other type of event like graduation. So I did get a client for a graduation party from there, and met with couples that needed some rentals and also coordination.
It was worthwhile.
It was worthwhile. And then some people were like, oh, she's in Pittsfield. So
yeah. and again, let me say, and I'll repeat myself, but when you get to be my age, you can repeat yourself too. This is locally owned, locally operated.
Yes.
Our neighbors, our people that, you know, you keep hearing on the news, small business is the backbone of America. Well, this is small business. So when you support her, you support the backbone of America. And
thank you.
I applaud your courage. And you started a year ago. I mean, you want to talk about uncertain waters. I mean, with the presidential election and all this stuff. But your goal, I don't know if this still holds true, but it used to be most businesses collapse in their first year. You don't appear to be collapsing.
Thank you.
No, you really don't. We want to give again. Here come you ready, folks? Get your pencil and paper. In about 10 seconds, we're going to give you all the contact information, and that's important. Because if you're interested, at least call and set up an appointment or chat on the phone. I don't care how you do it. If you're interested, find out about it. Locally owned, locally operated. Go ahead and give us your info, please.
Okay, so we are located in 144 South Street in Pittsfield, Nene's Deco, for your events, planning, and decorating. We offer we servicing the Berkshires and 50 miles radius. Our phone number is 413-344-9755. And our website is www.nenesdeco.com. And you can get through my email through the website. So if you want to contact us like that.
And to help you locate it, being an old Pittsfielder, operative word old, it's if you want to know where it is on South Street, right next to the Pizza Hut.
Yes.
My home away from home.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's worth, if you're doing these kinds of things or you got something going, in my opinion, it's worth just giving her a call. It costs nothing to ask questions. But you know, in today's day and age, everything is so complicated that, you know, I can't even imagine putting together a wedding and all that goes into that. Are there times when you wake up at night saying, oh, I got to do that? Because I do that and I don't have anything to do.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I sleep really late too, because I try to make sure all my events are in place, because I work full time still. So I want to make sure I don't forget any detail for my different events. And Sometimes I have two events the same day. Sometimes I have weekends very busy where I have to be in different places. A lot of driving. So I have to make sure I have all my ducks in a row. So sometimes I sleep late or I wake up and I'm like, oh, I got to get this done or I'm not going to be able to.
Well, yeah. You're an amazing lady. I certainly congratulate you for stepping off and like I say, living your dream. You know, you don't want to go and have this on your tombstone in the cemetery. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. You're doing it, and that to me is the sign of people that have been and will continue to change the world for the better. The people who do it. A lot of people talk,
yeah,
but very few people make it happen. And those are the people, you know, don't judge me. I don't judge anybody by what they say. I judge people by what they accomplish and do. And you are a doer. And that's a compliment to you. It really is.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And if I wish you the very best, no matter what happens in life. Everything is for a reason, and you're this right now for this stage in your life. You're the reason for it, and
thank you very much. I appreciate that.
and if anytime, give me a call if you want to ever get anything out. I'll do what I can to help you.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, and to everyone, God bless, and remember. Lift somebody's burden for them today. Smile, wave, give them a call. We're all in this together. And each other, that's all we have. Each other.
True.
Be well, my good friend. And if I have an event coming up, I'll call you.
Thank you. You too.
And thank you for your cooperation. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.